Barry Today welcomes letters to the editor at raymond@barrytoday.com or via the website. Please include your full name, daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. Why is it so many people get into watercraft, but have no respect for the water or turn off their brains? I spend a lot of time on the water and it doesn't take long to observe unsafe behavior on our lakes and waterways. So, just off the top, a cottage renter getting into a kayak with clearly little experience, but not wearing a life jacket. The sun has dropped below the horizon on our cottage lake, visibility is impaired, yet there is a bow rider with its running lights on bombing around the lake with two people on inflatable towables. Passing a canoe with a family, two parents and two young children, with the children being the only one with life jackets on. Imagine the tragedy of the canoe tipping, the parents drown, and the kids are screaming mommy and daddy. Who takes care of them now? Although I primarily paddle and sail, I did own a typical cottage powerboat. It seems to me in the past people in powerboats slowed down when in the vicinity of non-powerboats to reduce the impact of the wake on them. I know I did. That courtesy doesn't seem to exist anymore. I went for a paddle one day and many powerboats passed me. I didn't see one person in any of these boats wearing a life jacket. What is it? Powerboaters don't have accidents. Are they immune from drowning? And what about our shorelines and littoral zone, the damage caused by the wake by boats traveling too fast to close to shore? A question I do not know the answer to. Do life insurance companies pay out death benefits when an insured drowns and was not wearing a life jacket? Is this deemed contributory negligence? As Canadians, we enjoy incredible opportunities to be on the water. Enjoy, but I urge you to use common sense, respect the water and the risks it presents, and respect the other users and inhabitants of our lakes and waterways. Way too many pointless and unnecessary drownings. If people can't use common sense, then perhaps it's time to enact laws that require all people in watercraft to wear life jackets. I am sure the Canadian flag protesters would love that. Life jackets these days are quite comfortable, unlike those uncomfortable orange ones I was required to wear as a kid. And don't forget your dog. My wife would kill me if anything happened to our Springer while we were out on the water. Enjoy, but play safe. Doug Vartee, Oro Medant.